Foreign-backed terrorists in Syria have resumed shelling two Shia villages in the northwestern Idlib province after a brief ceasefire collapsed there. Syrian sources say a child and her father have been killed in the shelling. The truce between the terrorists and government forces came into effect on Wednesday morning. Saudi warplanes have pounded two districts in the northwestern Hajja province, killing four women. Earlier, six members of a family lost their lives during Saudi airstrikes in the neighboring Saada province. Nearly 5,000 people have died since Saudi Arabia launched its aerial campaign against Yemen in late March. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says enemies are using extremists to portray Islam as a religion of violence. Rouhani urged Muslims to stay united to thwart the plot and illustrate Islam as the religion of peace. He noted that Iran will use its power to preserve peace and security in the region. In China, authorities are evacuating residents near the site of deadly explosions in the port city of Tianjin over fears of spreading chemicals. The evacuation began after sodium cyanide was found there. The death toll from the giant blast has mounted to 85. China and South Korea slammed Japan for refusing to apologize to countries that suffered under its military aggression during World War II. On Friday, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe expressed profound grief over the matter, but stopped short of an apology. U.S. and Cuba have traded barbs over human rights issues. After resuming diplomatic relations, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said that Cubans deserve genuine democracy and that Havana must fulfill its human rights obligations. In response, Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez highlighted racial inequality and police brutality in America. And the U.S. government is trying to prevent the immediate release of a hunger-striking Guantanamo Bay prisoner. The Justice Department has asked a judge not to order the release of Tarek Baouda, who's been on hunger strike for 8 years. The inmate is said to be undernourished to the point of starvation.